Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have fog and mist and 34 degrees. Officials say they've gotten all the victims' bodies out of the Potomac River from last week's collision between a jet and a helicopter.
Every person on board the American Airlines regional jet and the Black Hawk helicopter has been recovered and identified. Down the river from the crash site, a candlelight vigil was held Wednesday evening to honor the 67 lives lost, led by Congressman Don Beyer of Virginia.
Each of them was more than a passenger, more than a soldier. They were loved ones, friends, parents, classmates, children, teammates, colleagues.
Cranes are being used to recover what's left of that helicopter and plane, and a commercial tour boat that had been acting as a staging area for first responders, serving them food and giving them a place to rest, has been released from its duties. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A Rose Hill couple accused in the death of their adopted 6-year-old daughter made their first appearance in court Wednesday.
The child was found buried in the family's backyard last September. Christina Schroer was charged with first-degree murder, 3 counts of child abuse, making false information, theft by welfare fraud, Medicaid fraud, failure to report the disappearance or death of a child, and criminal desecration. Her preliminary hearing is set for March 12th. Bond was set at $250,000. Joseph Schroer is charged with 2 counts of aggravated endangering a child, making false information, medical fraud, and interference with law enforcement. His preliminary hearing is set for February 18th, with bond set at $10,000. The couple was arrested Monday following a lengthy investigation that lasted nearly 5 months. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County's fiscal condition remains sound.
That statement was part of a fourth quarter financial report from the county. Inflation is a little lower than last year, but county leaders say more inflationary pressure may develop in 2025. The county reports a $779 million investment portfolio balance after receiving $3.8 million in investment earnings in the fourth quarter and $15.7 million for the year. Chairman Ryan Beatty said those stats jumped off the page for him.
I think it's very important that the people understand this could be, if without that, we're dependent on other sources of revenue like property taxes. That investment income is helpful for property tax relief.
Unemployment is a bit higher, up from 3.1% to 4%, but still holding below the county's average of 5%. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas Democrats have proposed support for raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The announcement followed plans announced Monday by Kansas Republicans to eliminate taxes on tips. A news release criticized the Republicans' proposal, saying it does nothing to make eggs more affordable for Kansans. Currently, the Kansas minimum wage for entry-level jobs is $7.25 an hour. Missouri's minimum wage is $13.75 an hour. A man convicted of beating and suffocating a pastor in his Texas church during a robbery has been executed.
37-year-old Stephen LeWayne Nelson received a lethal injection Wednesday, making it the second execution in the U.S. this year and the first of 4 scheduled in Texas over the next 3 months. While awaiting trial in 2011, Nelson was indicted in the killing of another jail inmate. Nelson was never tried on that charge after his guilty verdict and death sentence. His appeals have been denied by state and federal courts. Nelson claimed he'd only been a lookout for the robbery and blamed 2 other men for the murder. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. K KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. A Kansas woman died in a crash in Wilson County Wednesday morning on Highway 47 east of Altoona in southeast Kansas. The Highway Patrol reports a car crossed the center line and struck the axle of a truck. The driver of the car, 35-year-old Lisa Snyder of Altoona, was pronounced dead at the scene. The 35-year-old truck driver from Georgia was not injured. President Trump's executive order banning trans athletes from female sports is expected to be met with a flurry of legal challenges.
Flanked by female students and surrounded by children, President Donald Trump on Wednesday using his pen to produce sweeping change in the world of sports. In large, looping strokes, Mr. Trump signing an executive order banning trans athletes from participating in women's sports. Supporters say the move safeguards competitions and their outcomes. Opponents point to the uproar over outed trans athletes, such as a San Jose State volleyball player. A fellow teammate filed a lawsuit after learning the redshirt freshman allegedly wasn't a biological woman. Experts say lawsuits will be filed in a federal district court challenging the president's authority in the latest tussle between the people and the government of the people. In the South Bay Bureau, I'm Jesse Gary, Fox News.
New numbers show the maternal mortality racial gap is widening, despite a drop in overall childbirth-related deaths.
The maternal mortality rate has fallen below COVID pandemic levels overall after hitting a 50-year high in 2021. But the CDC reports black women are by far the most at risk when it comes to deaths around the time of childbirth, 3.5 times more so than white mothers. That disparity rose year over year. The latest data from 2023 shows about 50 black mothers die per 100,000 live births. That compares with less than 15 white moms. Hispanic and Asian mothers had the lowest maternal mortality rate with 12 and 11 deaths per 100,000. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A Wisconsin bride-to-be stabbed her fiancé during a fight over the wedding venue.
It's fair to say for this couple, the honeymoon is over even before the wedding. Brookfield, Wisconsin cops say 22-year-old Kaylee Brantner fought her fiancé over using the couple's home as their wedding venue, grabbing a kitchen knife and slashing his neck. But cops say even after all that, she showed him some love, bringing him a towel to try and stop the bleeding. That didn't stop officers from arresting her and charging her with reckless injury. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Right now, we've got some fog in the area. Temperatures hovering around that freezing mark. We're just a little bit above it right now, but probably a good idea just to be careful. Watch out especially on those bridges and overpasses. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport listed at 2 miles. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Not as slick this morning, but it is going to be foggy, which is still going to slow down that early morning commute. So just give yourselves a little bit of extra time during your morning drive. As we go from a mainly cloudy sky to a mostly sunny one, sunshine returns by the afternoon with a high of 48. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And now we have fog, mist, 33 degrees. We have a north wind at 12 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. But a cloudy, drizzly day, misty day across south-central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 38 degrees. Normal high for the date, 46. Again, a little bit below normal there. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
February 6th, on this date in 2021, 4 years ago, Old Man Winter went on a rampage and delivered the first of 12 consecutive days below freezing for most of Kansas. The cold wave of 2021. Yikes. That is cold. It's kind of misty out there this morning. The highway was in pretty good shape when I came across town earlier, and we aren't having nearly radio traffic of accidents and so forth this morning that we had yesterday. So, yeah, what you got, Jed?
Although it is interesting that temperature readings I've been watching are down a couple of degrees now from where they were the hour before. So that's it's a little concerning because we're dropping pretty close to that freezing mark.
Yeah, it'll go the other way, I'm sure.
Hope so.
It usually goes down this time of the morning.
Yeah, just before
it starts going up again.
On this date in 1952, Britain's King George VI, at the age of 56, died at Sandringham House in Norfolk, England. He was succeeded as monarch by his 25-year-old eldest daughter, who became Queen Elizabeth II, and reigned for, gosh, how many years, Ted? A long time.
More than 70.
Yeah.
How old was he when he died?
56.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So she became queen, and she was only 25 years old. Let's see here. Sedgwick County Commission will send a letter to the Kansas Department of Transportation requesting an updated study to be done on the feasibility of a proposed Northwest Wichita Expressway. That last major study done by KDOT 28 years ago. And if you've been on the west side in the past 3 or 4 years, or even 10 or 12, it's changing quite a bit. The letter will request that KDOT complete an updated study of the costs, traffic improvements, and economic impacts of the project. The county's letter will be submitted to the Secretary of Transportation with letters of support from the Wichita Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, along with the cities of Mays and Goddard, the two fastest-growing cities in Kansas. County anticipates other cities submitting letters of support in the near future, while some cities have already sent similar requests to KDOT directly. A couple of weeks ago, we had outgoing Sedgwick County Commissioner David Dennis on, mm-hmm. on the issue show, and he represented that area of the west side of Wichita out in the county. And it was one of the things he said. One of the things he had wanted to try to do was to get that Northwest bypass done.
So where would this be?
It would begin, I'm not sure, it's on Kellogg. I think about 135th, somewhere around in there.
Some kind of outer ring, even beyond ring, the 235.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and then zip around over to K96, up around Mays, someplace like that, or Colwich. I don't know what the exact route would be, but they've been talking about it for a long, long time.
Well, it doesn't appear to be on KDOT's front burner, does it?
No, because it's not in Topeka.
Right.
So they don't know about it.
Or Overland Park, yeah.
Or Overland Park, if it's there. Well, okay, we'll do that tomorrow.
Haven't done a study on it in 30 years. Doesn't seem like they're really pushing the button on it anytime soon.
Fast, fast growing part of our city and our county out to the west. Well, let's see here. How about Bob Dylan? The legendary Bob Dylan coming to Wichita, performing at Century 2 Concert Hall Saturday, March 29th. The concert starts at 8 p.m., part of his Rough and Rowdy Ways tour. But you can't get any tickets for it. Why am I mentioning it then, Ted? Well, because we have a couple of tickets. It's sold out, but we have a couple of tickets for you. All you got to do is check it out at our webpage, knssradio.com. Look under the contest icon there, and you'll find it. And your chance to enter the contest to win two tickets.
How about that?
To go see Bob Dylan at Century 2.
That'd be a nice get.
Yeah.
For something that's already sold out.
Already sold out.
How about that?
There'd be plenty of people there. Anyway, we know that. All right. Super Bowl weekend coming up. It's, let's go ahead and at 6:17 on this Thursday morning. Let's check sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yes, the Super Bowl is 3 days away. The Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in the Superdome in New Orleans. We're getting close. 3 days out.
In the NFL, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce already has 3 Super Bowl rings to his name as Kansas City goes for its 4th Lombardi Trophy in 6 seasons. As the Chiefs attempt to become the first team in NFL history to win the Super Bowl in 3 consecutive seasons, Kelce wants this one for his teammates.
I think at this point, I want this Super Bowl at this point, even more so for the guys around me than I do myself. It's just where I'm at in my career.
That was courtesy of the Chiefs as Kelce spoke to reporters from New Orleans. In order to make history, Kansas City will need to slow down a running back having an all-time season. In his first year with the Eagles, Saquon Barkley has been electric, and he is just 30 yards shy of breaking the NFL single-season rushing record, including the playoffs, set by Terrell Davis in 1998. Chiefs cornerback Trent McDuffie is impressed.
There's definitely moments you watch the film, you're just like, dang, like, how did he do that? Like, there's definitely times I said that a lot.
Super Bowl 59 will take place at the Superdome Sunday, February 9th at 6:30 Eastern. I'm Joe Morgan.
In that report from Fox Sports, of course, the Super Bowl on Sunday right here live on KNSS. Chiefs Radio Network pregame coverage at 3 o'clock. The national coverage of the game itself, and then rejoining the Chiefs Network for the postgame show. That's all Sunday right here on your home of the Chiefs, KNSS. Of course, today we will establish contact with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, our weekly Thursday Minute with Mitch. Get a 60-second preview. That'll be at 2 hours from now after the 8 o'clock sports, and then live with Mitch tomorrow morning at 8:15 from New Orleans to preview the Super Bowl. Talking men's basketball tonight on the weekly edition of the Jerome Tang Show with Kansas State men's coach. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Wildcats on a renaissance right now. They've won four in a row, and they're getting ready to host 16th-ranked Kansas on Saturday afternoon in the Bramlage Coliseum. A lot to talk about tonight on the Jerome Tang Show. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight over on KFH. Last night in Bramlage, the K-State women ranked 10th in the nation, hosting 9th-ranked TCU. Whoa, what a matchup. And it was a good night on home court for the Kansas State women. The action on the Kansas State Radio Network.
Sundell with five, with four, gets shoved under the bucket. The layup is good! Sundell doing serious work tonight!
K-State wins it 59-50. Holding a top 10 team to 50 points. Great defense.
Yeah.
In the starting lineup for the Wildcats, Wichita's Zy Walker. She had four rebounds and a couple of steals. As the K-State women have won 15 straight home games at Bramlage Coliseum. 59-50 win last night over 9th-ranked TCU. K-State women are now 10-1 atop the Big 12 Conference, 22-2 overall on the season. The Wichita State women win last night on home court to beat Florida Atlantic 54-44 with some stifling defense. The Shocker ladies snap a 7-game losing streak and get their first conference home win of the season. Junior Jayla Murray had 18 points as the Shockers got the win there. I got to do the public address last night. Nice effort by the Shockers to win that game by 10 points. Get back in the win column. The Wichita State women's tennis team winning its home opener yesterday afternoon at Wichita Country Club, beating Oral Roberts 7-0. Back-to-back wins for the Wichita State women's tennis team. We have some elite wrestlers here in town tonight for college wrestling action. Newman University hosting the 4th-ranked team in the nation, Nebraska Kearney, wrestling at 7 o'clock tonight out at Newman. It's been a good basketball season for Friends University, men and women, and that continued last night with two wins. The Friends women at home on the west side beat Tabor 63-54. The Friends ladies have won 10 of their last 13. They're in second place in the conference, now 15-8 on the season. And after that, the Friends men beat Tabor 108-76. The Friends men are now on a 6-game winning streak, and they're tied for first place atop the conference in the standings. JUCO men's basketball last night. Cowley College ranked 9th in the nation, winning on the road. Beat Fort Hays Tech Northwest 94-81. Cowley men are atop the Jayhawk Conference. Back-to-back wins. Cowley men ranked 9th in the nation, now 20-3 on the season. And in the NBA last night, Cleveland Cavaliers, the top team in the Eastern Conference, wins on the road, beating Detroit 118-115 over the Pistons. Great night off the bench for the Cavaliers for former Wichita State Shocker Craig Porter Jr. He made 3 3-pointers, 6 of 7 shooting for 16 points. As the Cavaliers have now won 5 of their last 6. You've got former Shocker Craig Porter Jr. coming off big off the bench. At Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
6:21 now at KNSS. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Young children and sugar. And traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on this Thursday morning. A Hutchinson man has been charged in connection with a fatal fire. 37-year-old Wendell Payton was charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder, aggravated arson, and interference with law enforcement. 4-year-old Naomi Payton and 32-year-old Kelsey Payton were found dead inside the house in that fire on Saturday.
Additional funding is being directed toward health screenings for residents affected by water contamination at 29th and Grove in North Wichita. Sedgwick County Commissioners approved $125,000, and that matches the amount set aside earlier by the City of Wichita. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty says the process is beginning.
We will choose an organization here that will administer this program, and that process will begin now, and those agreements are starting to be put into place.
And the Kansas Health Foundation will be adding $500,000, part of matching the potential of $1 million in state funding for the tests.
Pam Bondi was sworn in as America's top cop Wednesday and wasted no time getting to work. Fox's David Spunt has more.
Pam Bondi became the 87th Attorney General of the United States. Bondi immediately ordered directives to fight what she calls weaponization of justice, eliminate drug cartels, and lift a federal death penalty ban. Bondi will take over a DOJ plagued with uncertainty over the past 2 weeks. Acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove sent a follow-up memo to the entire FBI workforce, criticizing acting leadership while addressing agents involved in January 6th investigations, writing, "Let me be clear, no FBI employee who simply followed orders and carried out their duties in an ethical manner with respect to January 6 investigations is at risk of termination or other penalties."
A group of FBI agents has filed a lawsuit seeking to block the public identification of any FBI employees who worked on January 6 investigations.
The United States government says it's seizing the Venezuelan president's plane.
It would be the second plane owned by the Venezuelan government confiscated by the United States. The plane is currently in the Dominican Republic. The Associated Press says Secretary of State Marco Rubio is expected to announce the action while in Santo Domingo. The Dassault Falcon 200 has been used by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to travel the world in violation of U.S. sanctions. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
San Francisco 49ers tight end George Kittle has been named the recipient of the 2024 Salute to Service Award.
The award recognizes efforts made by members of the NFL family to honor and support the military community. Kittle will be recognized at NFL Honors later today during Super Bowl week in New Orleans. USAA will contribute $25,000 in Kittle's honor to the official aid societies representing each of the military branches. The NFL Foundation will match the donation, which will go to Kittle's military charity of choice.
Incredibly thankful, so much gratitude in my heart. I just always try my best to support the people who allow me to live my best life. Just trying to help a little bit. Very honored for this. So thank you so much.
Kittle's connection to the military is personal and rooted in family service. His Uncle Pat and Grandfather Carl were among his loved ones who served.
I always go back on my Uncle Pat. He served multiple tours for the National Guard. He had a huge impact on me when I was a kid because when he was on tour, the impact of him not being there on his family, it was hard because they loved their dad so much. He was overseas protecting us, allowing us to live the lives that we wanted to live here, but he was out there making those sacrifices, and so that has always stuck with me.
The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Not as slick this morning, but it is going to be foggy, which is still going to slow down that early morning commute. So just give yourselves a little bit of extra time during your morning drive. As we go from a mainly cloudy sky to a mostly sunny one, sunshine returns by the afternoon with a high of 48. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
And currently we have fog and mist, 33 degrees, north wind at 12 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS. 6:34, Stephen Head in the Morning on KNSS, Thursday, February 6th. On this date in 2023, a powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Turkey and Syria, toppling thousands of buildings and trapping residents under mounds of rubble. Death toll would eventually surpass 50,000.
Oh, my gosh.
That was in Turkey and Syria. That'll be 2 years ago today. Two experienced hikers were rescued after an hours-long ordeal in which they became stranded in waist-deep snow and whiteout conditions on New Hampshire's challenging Mount Washington. That is the tallest peak in the Northeast at more than 6,200 feet, known for its extreme weather conditions.
That's where it gets super windy and super cold.
Yeah. The hikers called 911 Sunday night. The state's Fish and Game Department learned that they were stuck at an elevation of about 5,000 feet. A nine-member rescue team aboard a Mount Washington State Park snowcat trekked up the mountain's auto road, and then rescuers eventually snowshoed their way to the hikers early Monday. Both suffered from frostbite injuries, but otherwise they were okay. I think they got lucky there. That is the tallest peak on the East Coast, Anna, 6,200 feet. Mount Washington. Google is scrapping some of its diversity hiring targets, joining a lengthening list of U.S. companies that have been abandoning or scaling back their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The move, which was outlined in an email sent to Google employees Wednesday, came in the wake of an executive order issued by President Trump that was aimed in part at pressuring government contractors to scrap their DEI initiatives. Like several other major tech companies, Google sells some of its technology and services to the federal government, including its rapidly growing cloud division. That's a key piece of its push into artificial technology. Okay.
Although some companies seem to be saying, we're getting rid of DEI, but then they're just calling it something else.
Yeah. Well, we still don't want you to misbehave, so there you go. What would we have any DEI around here? All we had is we've had little courses we can take on how to behave properly.
That has nothing to do with DEI.
Not DEI at all. Well, what is DEI then? If it's not that. It's just not telling people how to behave.
No, it has to do with hirings for diversity.
Oh, hiring. Okay,
equity.
Okay, I got you. You got to hire people to fill out these certain... Okay. There you go. See, I don't know much about it. That hasn't impacted my life very much, I guess. 637, Steve and Ted. Hey, here's the deal for you. KNSS sponsoring two nights at Wichita Thunder, the hockey team. Remember
yes.
them? Yeah. Star Wars night is February 15th. And then separately, Faith and Family night is February 16th. You can win four tickets to each game.
Oh.
Yeah. You can go to both games. All you do is go to our website, knssradio.com, enter online. Go to two special hockey nights with the Thunder.
What's that? Star Wars night.
Star Wars night.
Start out with.
That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
KNSS News Time now, 6:38, Steve and Ted in the morning. It's time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, sir. Oh, well, he's not here yet. I beg your pardon.
He's too busy taking off his R2-D2 costume.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to go to that game.
Probably got some of those little models that my son had when he was a kid. Those starships or whatever they call those things. Yeah, it was good. When Star Wars came out, I took my son to the show, to the movie. How old was he? About 6, 7? How old were you? You were probably 10 or 11.
I was 10. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I was a little younger than that. He got hooked out right away. He became a big fan. All right, now let's see what's happening with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Finally on Wednesday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures traded and closed positive. Yesterday's closes were not only positive, but they were triple-digit gains. The upside appeared to be mostly technical in nature. Now, there was a lack of fresh market-moving news, but we did see 500 head of cattle cross into the U.S. from the Mexican state of Chihuahua yesterday. Box beef prices were also lower. The lean hog futures had a second straight session of closing positive with triple-digit gains. At the close, April live cattle, $2.65 higher at $201.30. March feeder cattle $2.47 higher at $270.72, and April lean hogs $1.80 higher at $91.55. Now yesterday, most wheat, corn, and soybean futures contracts made new highs for the current move to the upside, but they all closed negative. There was some rain in some of the dry areas of Argentina, and also U.S.-China trade war concerns was a negative factor. Yesterday, gold futures made an all-time record high, and today makes 11 straight sessions of new all-time record highs for coffee futures. At the moment, March Kansas City wheat's a penny and three quarters higher at 5.93 and a half. March corn, a penny and a quarter higher at 4.94 and a half. And March soybeans up 7 cents at 10.64. March crude oil, 32 cents higher at 71.35. April gold, $2.50 lower at $2,890.50. The March S&P, 5 3/4 points higher at 6,092. March dollar index 48 cents higher at 107.92, and the March Dow Jones futures are up 35 points at 45,039. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So what's behind those coffee prices you were talking about there?
The biggest problem is, and this has been going on for some time now, and we've had this rally going on for some time too, is they've had some weather conditions down in Brazil that's really been detrimental to the coffee crop down there, and that's had as much to do with it as anything.
Is that the biggest coffee crop in the world, Brazil?
I believe it is. Okay. Between Brazil and, I believe, Colombia, but I think Brazil is larger than Colombia.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt. That's a big country down there. Oh.
And they raise everything.
Do they? Oh, I'm sure they do. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, this morning here on this Thursday morning. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, coming up. Are you satisfied with your savings? It's on the way.
All right.
Are you? Well, we'll find out. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. 6:46 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Rose Hill couple charged with multiple crimes in the death of their 6-year-old adopted daughter.
Two.
Democrats want to raise the Kansas minimum wage to $15 an hour from the current $7.25, last raised in 2009.
One.
D.C. plane crash investigation continues. All 67 bodies have been recovered from the Potomac. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes now starting to pick up, starting to actually see some fairly heavy traffic around K-15 and 47th Street South. Also, looking at the traffic camera there, definitely still fog in the area. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport listed at 2 miles, but does appear to be more dense in some areas. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 49 degrees. Yesterday's high was 38. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 31. Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 50 degrees. We now have fog and mist. A north wind at 12 miles per hour. 33 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Vice President Vance is attending a summit on artificial intelligence in Paris this weekend.
Fox on Tech.
This weekend's Artificial Intelligence Summit in Paris will welcome a high-ranking U.S. official. Vice President J.D. Vance will attend this summit, scheduled for Saturday and Sunday in the French capital. It signals the Trump administration's seriousness in both understanding and regulating development of AI in a world where it can be used by nefarious actors. World and industry leaders are gathering to discuss not just the science behind artificial intelligence and their needs for resources in operating it, but also how to mitigate disruptions to labor forces, as AI could soon be doing tasks currently done by humans. French officials hosting the summit say the event will give a chance to countries other than the U.S. and China to voice concerns or ideas and perhaps pitch their own involvement in the AI economy. And while safety is a topic, the conference is not expected to craft regulations. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Wall Street ended in the green Wednesday.
Stocks finishing higher despite big tech stocks under pressure today as shares of Google parent Alphabet struggled in the wake of their recently reported earnings results. Its stock falling 8%. The search engine giant delivered fourth quarter earnings that beat expectations, but its cloud revenue missed estimates. Disney reported upbeat earnings, posting a beat on streaming strength, but the entertainment giant took a hit in its theme park business from hurricanes, and its stock fell 2%. The Dow winners, Amgen, Goldman Sachs, and Nvidia. The Dow declined Amazon, Caterpillar, and United Health Group. The Dow rising 317 points, the Nasdaq higher by 38, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
IRS employees involved in the 2025 tax season will not be allowed to accept a buyout offer from the Trump administration until the taxpayer filing deadline. That's according to a letter sent Wednesday to all IRS employees. Are you satisfied with your savings? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, here to tell us about that today. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Are you putting away as much as you had hoped in your retirement, emergency, and slush funds? Well, if you think you're lagging, join the crowd. A recent Yahoo Finance Marist poll shows that more than 20% of Americans are completely satisfied with the amount of money that they're putting away. Last year, we faced a number of financial challenges that have impacted our ability to save and manage our finances. Number one was spillover inflation from 2022 and 2023. In spite of the Fed getting inflation under control, essentials like groceries, utilities, insurance, and housing continued to strain household budgets. Add to that rising credit card debt and rising interest rates on their consumer debt made it harder for us to pay down balances. This happens after many households depleted their emergency and slush savings accumulated during the boom of the pandemic. Housing values increased and 401k balances have soared. But we don't feel that wealth because it's tied up in our homes and in our long-range savings. Digging into the poll, 26% were somewhat satisfied with their current savings. The remaining 52% of Americans polled are either somewhat dissatisfied or completely or very dissatisfied with their current savings amounts. The good news is that we're quite optimistic about the future. 44% of study respondents say that they believe they will save more this year. The highest optimism comes from Gen Zers and millennials. 60% say that they are more optimistic about their finances with the new administration coming in. And the youngest demographic interviewed, Gen Z respondents, they're most optimistic. The best way to achieve greater savings, spend less than you earn. It's as simple as that. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don. You know, sports have become more than just a game. For some, it's passion. But for many others, it's a way of life. Billions of dollars are circulating through the sports industry. Listen to our next Odyssey conversation, Big Games, Big Money, a one-hour look where we go behind the scenes and meet the people who impact and are impacted by the financial power of the sports industry. Odyssey conversation, Big Game, Big Money, this Sunday, 12 noon, on KNSS.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, coincidentally, or not coincidentally.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
Well, the timing's pretty good there. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And is it cold in here to you? No, it's not. You got a sweatshirt on, a sweater.
I've got layers on. You're just wearing a short-sleeve shirt.
Seems like they keep this place like an ice cube for until about 9 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody working until 9, you know. It's anyway. I've got to dress more warmly, I guess, this winter. I don't like to have things on my arms while I'm working. So there you go. My fault. Today is Optimist Day. Confident people look to the future with hope. And on Optimist Day, we celebrate the volunteers who share their enthusiasm, skills, and talent to make that tomorrow a vibrant and peaceful one. Optimist Day, a day to recognize an optimist whose endeavors have made a difference in your community. I think we have a number of those out there. They don't tell you. You know, they don't come out and say, hey, I'm an optimist. There are people who are just seem to be always have a nice outlook, a good outlook on life. And that sure helps. Attitude
sure
about,
does.
About 99% of the battle.
Sometimes it's not easy to do, you know, these days.
But there are a lot of factors that would say, don't be an optimist. But you just got to make up your mind to do it, I guess. All right, Ted, how'd things go at the ball game last night? You were the PA announcer for the Shocker women. Have you ever done that before?
Yeah, I did it about a month ago.
Oh, okay. So it was
a guest appearance.
A guest appearance. All right. And I guess Shocker women had a night. Good.
The Florida Atlantic only got one basket in the entire third quarter. Shocker defense really ramped up in the second half. Yeah, they got a win. Got a nice home win. So I had a good time last night.
All right. Good things going on out at the roundhouse. It's coming up on 6:53. Stephen Ted, the morning here on KNSS. Stay with us in the 7 o'clock hour. News coming up here just shortly. DC plane crash investigation moves forward. We have that story. And Democrats are pushing for an increase in the Kansas minimum wage. We'll tell you about it. Stephen Ted here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.